Next coach on the teleconference is Illinois' John Gross. The Fighting Illini earned the number 12 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament. Illinois will open the tournament against 13th seed of Minnesota on Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach Gross, good morning.
Good morning.
Please start us out with a quick opening statement, and then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Well, obviously, we're excited to shift to what we call Season 3 and get to where we can move forward. Just came off of a long road trip. We stayed out east for a couple games there. So we're back from that. I thought that, our team showed a lot of resiliency yesterday, down 10 at Penn State with under 8 to go, to come back and force overtime. And then just a play or two here or there, their kids made. We, didn't make enough of them. We made a lot of them, and I was really proud of our guys. Thought that was a step in the right direction from where we were on Thursday, against Maryland. So right now with our team, it's really just one step at a time right now with our team. Obviously, we've got Minnesota for the third time on Wednesday. And again, preparation starts Season 3 here today and tomorrow, and locking in on that game. And when you're in that tournament, you just worry about, one round. And right now our total focus is on Minnesota. Questions?
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions for Coach Gross, please.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Shannon Ryan with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Shannon.
Just wondering, I mean, given the success you've had against Minnesota this season, how much of a confidence booster, how much does that kind of help the guys from a mental standpoint to go into that game?
Well, hopefully, at this point, once you get into a tournament, Shannon, from a mental standpoint, your whole deal is we just got to be better than the team that's in front of us here tonight. Understanding, I'm hoping our guys, I know we're young, but I'm hoping these guys start to understand that, and I've tried to tell them this, that each game is different. We were fortunate enough to win the first two, but that have nothing to do with the game on Wednesday. We've got to play on Wednesday. Every game is different, and it's dynamic in terms of how those things evolve, and trying to get guys not to necessarily correlate, hey, just because this happened in the previous game, win or loss, that, that is inevitably what's going to happen, obviously. I don't want them to think that way. Next game, you've got to have humility, preparation, and understanding that every game is different, and we've got to play, on Wednesday. But, do I think, from winning the first two, obviously, they kicked our tail in here the first half. We were pretty good in the second half here at home, and then the first game was a total dogfight. So, our guys at this point, if they haven't learned, especially the older guys that I've asked to lead our team, haven't learned that every game is different and that anybody can beat anybody on a given day at this point based on how the game goes and which team plays the best, then, they're not real bright. And I give our guys a lot of credit. I think they're smart enough to know that. We got to go out and execute on Wednesday.
Can I ask a follow-up if I'm still on the line?
Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead, Shannon.
Okay. Just given last year it was a disappointing outing in the Big Ten tournament, but is that good to have as a reminder for the guys? Let's not let that happen. Let's be sharp. Or is it something like, let's just forget it because this is a new team?
Well, I think it's, obviously based on how I just answered the first part of your question, I'm going to say, and you know that,
here.
I mean, how we played in that game has nothing to do with how we're going to play on Wednesday. Do I think from a mental standpoint for some of the older guys that might make them a little bit more determined and a little bit hungrier? Honestly, I sure hope so. Because you're right, we didn't play particularly well. I hope it does. I hope it motivates them a little bit more. But at the end of the day, especially after you get past, I've always felt this way, the first 4 or 5 minutes, maybe the first two medias, at that point, it comes down to who plays the best, who plays with the most energy, who executes the best, who gets the best shots, who makes shots, et cetera, et cetera. And I think some of that stuff, like the emotion, can last, can only last so long. It tends to be a little bit more temporary. I think your habits start to take over at that point. And for us, it's about trying to play good basketball for 40 minutes. You know, this past week I thought we played good defensively at Maryland for 30. I thought we played good offensively for about 10. You know, then yesterday I thought we played really hard, really together, and really connected the last 20. You know, for us right now, it's about consistency. That's the drum I've been beating with those guys. We now get a fresh start heading into season three. Everybody's starting, you know, 0-0 starting on Wednesday in this tournament. And we've got to approach it as, hey, look, we've got to play consistently at both ends of the floor with our goal being it to do that for 40 minutes or whatever that particular game requires.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Safe travels to Indianapolis.
Thank you.